Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest at Green Build in San Francisco is Aaron Dempsey with Centiva, the manager of environment and strategy. Aaron, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you. The show's just opened here about 30 minutes ago, and you're one of my first stops. You've got a beautiful space here in the North Hall. Talk a little bit about your message points for the audience here.
Well, I think the Green Build show in itself has really geared itself toward life cycle thinking today and then tomorrow transparency. So we're wanting to focus our messages around that. And for life cycle thinking, our flooring products are durable. They're meant to have a long life within the building. They're low maintenance, so we're talking about how it requires less energy and water and chemicals to keep the products clean and maintained while they're in the space. And then how we have the ability to reclaim them after they've been used. So that really impacts the end-of-life opportunities for the product as well. And then tomorrow, with transparency, we'll be talking about our third-party certifications. So floor score certification for low VOCs for our materials. We have GreenGuard certification for our adhesives. And then we'll be talking about NSF 332, which is our newest certification. That is the sustainability assessment for resilient floor covering that really looks at the entire life cycle of the material, from the raw materials to manufacturing, use, and then end of life. So we'll be addressing that. And our Contour and Victory series have been certified to the silver level.
Okay. Now, Green Build happens every year. Last year it was in Toronto. How many years has Centiva been coming to the show?
I think this is our fourth Green Build. Okay. So we've seen a lot of change within the show, but we're excited to be here.
Yeah. And so every time there's a Green Build, kind of depending on where it is, you'll get a different audience. Have you gotten a feel yet for the type of audience you're going to get here? Is it mostly specifiers? Is it mostly builders? What are you seeing here?
It's hard to say because the show just opened, you know, an hour ago. I think we'll see a lot of specifiers while we're here in San Francisco. You have a heavy market for that. But we're really looking forward to meeting all of the end users, architects, contractors, through the whole process.
You know, Aaron, it's been a little while since you and I have talked, but in our October issue, you know, we asked designers in our top 250 design survey to rate different companies, and you guys climbed way up in design. Had you heard that?
We're really excited to see that. I think it's something we've placed an importance on with our company for a long time, but to see that the market's recognizing that is exciting.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think you've been owned now by Tarkett for almost 2 years, right?
Right.
And look at the traffic you have in your space here. Seems like things are going well, and I hear that you're having a great year too, right?
We are. We're excited to be having another good year and definitely glad to be here representing the Centiva brand. We're excited to be part of Tarkett. That's given us a lot of opportunities with having some sister companies out there to share our market experiences with, also research information. So it's been good for us overall.
What are you guys working on now as you get ready for 2013?
2013, I think from a sustainability perspective, we're going to be looking at EPDs with the entire resilient flooring industry. So you'll see a lot more information coming out about the life cycle of the products. As far as product development goes, we'll have some new things in the works too, but we can't discuss all of that just yet.
Well, look forward to hearing more about that. Again, we've been talking to Aaron Dempsey at Green Build in San Francisco, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloridaDaily.net.